This segment of the Henry Rein Show is brought to you by Bike Federal, the Bitcoin ATM company, bringing Bitcoin to a location near you.
And you're listening to the Henry Rein Show here. I want to remind you about the Bradenton Bitcoin and Cryptocurrency Meetup. The second one now is December 30th. That's Saturday. Initially announced at 4 p.m., but we're going to start at 3:30 p.m., just because of the amazing response and the number of people that seem to be wanting to show up for that. We're going to need a little bit more time and space to get it running right. That's the Saturday in between Christmas and New Year's. It'll be at Mocha Joe's. I believe that's 3633 Cortez Road West in Bradenton. In the studio, we have Andy, a.k.a. Goldbug1, TradingView columnist. We have Augie in the studio, as usual. We also have Alex Solis, Solis Digital Investments. And now we've been joined, luckily, by Biz Swoon from Tampa Bay. But if you're watching, I would urge you to watch on Twitter.com. You can go to Henry Rein Show, and we're streaming live right there this week. And that is Wendy Marie. And Wendy Marie not only is a businesswoman, but she has an interest in cryptocurrency. And we're going to find out more about that. Wendy, thank you for making the drive down here to be with us today.
Hi. Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, so Alex, now you initially suggested that Wendy come on, so you know a little bit about what was what she's planning, so we'll get to you in just a second. But I do know just from a brief conversation, this is not the first time you've been acquainted with cryptocurrency or Bitcoin, is that correct?
Oh, yes, that is correct.
And so when did you first find out about it?
I first started investing back in 2014.
And Bitcoin was how much then?
It was ranging 700, 800.
So you're like an old timer then.
Yes.
All the way back to 2014. But we won't call you the grandmother of cryptocurrency because anybody looking on Twitter will know that that would not be appropriate. Alex, tell us how you became acquainted with Wendy.
I met her at the gas station I was working at. Just kind of still work at. Shell, where Bike Federal's ATM is.
Okay.
And we started talking, and I seen she had a modeling career, great modeling career going on.
Well, whatever would have made you strike up a conversation with Wendy? Well,
I think you were at almost a loss of words when she walked in the room there, Henry.
Anybody that listens to the show knows I'm constantly at a loss for words.
You were stumbling there.
I'm constantly stumbling, too, but that certainly could be the reason. Wendy, so what are you currently involved in? Because the tiny bit that we've had to talk before the radio, I know that you've helped with financial firms, do a lot of brand marketing, things like that. So can you give the audience a little thumbnail biography of yourself?
Yeah, well, currently I don't have any investments in cryptocurrency. I find myself working like 70 hours a week marketing. I just started a new marketing job with the London Group. It's a firm in Clearwater. Not authorized to discuss our clients, but what we do is the in-store marketing campaigns. And as well as that, I do my modeling, and it involves a lot of promotional marketing and digital marketing. I actually have a degree in bachelor's in business. I do digital marketing and currently working on website designing. So.
All right. Well, and you have something in common with Augie because he doesn't have any cryptocurrency either. Go ahead.
Since you brought me into it, Wendy, you obviously someone spotted you. You're good looking.
Thank you.
And they're using your looks plus your knowledge, and obviously you're interested in finding out about something, and marketing requires knowing your product. Why are you interested? Are you interested in marketing cryptocurrency? Are you really interested in that?
Why am I interested in marketing cryptocurrency?
Mm-hmm. Or are you?
Or to cryptocurrency.
Well, Alex honestly gave me this idea about selling my photos through Bitcoin, and I thought that would be a great way to get more people to invest in Bitcoin.
So you're selling your modeling photos, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I had a daughter who modeled in New York, and she had runway models several years ago, and she was offered to go to France and foolishly didn't go. So I know what those photographs are like. It's a lot of expense for you to produce them. What's that going to do for you in your modeling career?
To be honest, I'm not sure yet, but I'm very excited to see what's going to happen.
So what would you like to do if you became a world-famous model?
Is that even your goal?
Well, is that a consideration?
I mean, that would be nice. I've been modeling since I was 14, but it's not just about the pictures. It's about promoting brands and, selling stuff. And that's what I do. I've been doing it since I was 14. So
You also have been marketing other products, at least I think on Facebook that you sent me, or Alex sent me something about that. Is that an active business of yours too? Is that going to tie in with what you and Alex are talking about?
Oh, I hope so. But yeah, I market a lot of products, from liquor promotions, bridal shows, swimwear collections.
Where would you direct people who want to find out more about your business activities and more about you? Where would they go on the web?
Okay, well, I'm currently working on my website. I wouldn't want to give that out until it's completely launched, but I do have a professional Facebook page. It's facebook.com/WendyMarieHealthandBeautyMarket. I'm also on Instagram at WendyMarieH.BMarket and at Model Wendy Marie. You could
and,
see a lot
and
of my
we'll
work
sure to give that to the audience a couple more times here at least.
Yeah,
and
pretty long.
So, Alex, I know this is sort of your brainchild and how you're going to market this. And so give us a little idea of how this is all going to work.
Okay, I've seen that Wendy's a great model, has great photos already. Everything's already in place. She already has great knowledge on how to create websites. So we really don't need anybody, just me and her, to do this. And I wanted to capitalize on this. And I've seen that everyone has Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and they want to spend them now. So I thought it would be great that, you know, we could create posters and all that, and we can market that. She, you know, she's already a marketer.
Currently working on a catalog for this as well.
Yeah.
Now, is it going to be exclusively photos, or is there other products? Because you said you do health and beauty stuff, too. Is there going to be sidelines?
Well, with the Bitcoin, I think we're just going to start with the photos and see where we go from there.
So do you, I guess that was my question, too. Do you plan on expanding it and helping other companies and businesses get into the marketing and or market yourself to other companies to help them get into the Bitcoin, to accept Bitcoin and do stuff like that? Is that one of the plans that you have?
That's my company already. We already got Florida Lock and Key, the biggest locksmith around. We got him in accepting payments, so we're doing that, and we're going to keep growing.
Let's go back to Wendy then, because she has the marketing knowledge, so it might be if you're successful, you could take your model, and model as in the model of the business, your template for success, and approach other businesses. Can you see that happening?
Oh, yes, of course. I could definitely see that happening, but I think we just want to launch it ourselves first and see how everything goes.
Kind of like a beta tester here.
Yeah.
Right.
So, again, it's all under construction. You're just working on it. But so someone would come to the website once you've announced the page,
mm-hmm.
and you know, what do you foresee that they would see there? Is it like I can go to Amazon? I don't think it's going to be anything like Amazon when I log on.
Well, you don't know about that, Henry. It could be.
Well, I'm assuming.
Well, we're going to offer posters and all that in Bitcoin. If you want a poster, Wendy's Molly pictures, you just send us the Bitcoin payment. We send you the poster.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, when you go to Amazon, you can see all the products listed. But I would think that this is more personal. That there's going to be more about you and something that gives more of a story to the products that people want to buy.
Absolutely. I think a coffee mug. I'm thinking if I woke up to Wendy every morning and had a cup of coffee, I'm thinking that's worth half a Bitcoin right there.
We already got one customer.
And we make more.
Hey, coffee mugs, they sell. You go on some of these altcoins and that's what they're selling. They're selling T-shirts. They're selling coffee mugs. It's a great marketing thing, and I think that's a great idea. I'm buying that coffee mug.
Well, that's because you're $15. Always taking up space at Mocha Joe's.
Yeah, we'll get a supply of them there.
Yeah. So what's the next step? I mean, you've told me everything's going. What's the next benchmark, I should say? What's the next thing we're going to hear about?
Getting the website up and running.
Okay. So you're past the design stage?
We already have the catalog and everything. We just need the website up. That's the only thing we need now. That's the only thing holding us back is the website. But it's under construction.
So we're gonna have a crypto calendar. Are you gonna get other models involved? Are we gonna have like the soulless crypto calendar girls? You know, like they do at Hooters and that's stuff that I pay for. Am I wrong?
No,
Alex is over here shaking his head.
You're
too.
Gonna have the Wendy Marie.
Oh, there we go.
Calendar of
January, February.
Alex's name doesn't need to be on her product.
I was talking to Alex over here. You know, from Australia. We can have the Australian calendar girls. You know, on the crypto but I'll be honest with you. I worked in an auto shop, and we had the Snap-on calendars. That stuff sells. It just does, Henry. And I think that's a great thing and a great idea to get out there.
Yeah, I think for now we'll start with ourselves, but I definitely plan on building a team.
Are you going to have video? Would there be video that people can buy, or
what kind of
Henry, I'm not sure what the dark net. You need Monero for that.
That's not what I'm talking about. But
I mean, we're open to all ideas. We're discussing the first. We're starting with the calendars. We just
want a video of the model shoot or something.
Yeah, you know, behind the scenes and all that. Yeah, we're starting all that. But we already have all the pictures already, so we're going to start with that. You know, start what we have, and then we're going to grow from there.
And what's the price points?
We haven't really discussed the price point yet, because but I'm thinking $20 and up.
$19.99, baby.
It really depends on how big of a poster you want, and you know, obviously, Andy, you know, like we're going to put on mugs, all that, T-shirts. We're going to really promote this.
I'm getting a car wrap, Alex. I'm getting a car wrap.
I'll put you on the list.
So these are going to be physical products.
Yes, everything's physical.
Are there any digital products too that you're going to sell?
I didn't really think digital would be a good idea because someone could just, you know, save the photo. And but you know, they really couldn't print it themselves in big, you know, in big calendar form and all that. So I think that's the best way, the physical, and it's the cheapest way too. It's private labeling is very cheap.
So Wendy, when he first walk up to you at the Shell station to talk to you, or you just came up to the counter, or what?
I walked up to the counter to buy gas.
And he said, you should be in the Bitcoin business.
Pretty much. Yeah. He asked me if I knew what it was and if I wanted to get involved. So.
That's how he picks up all the women.
And his clients. Alex, go ahead. You wanted to jump in.
I was going to say thank you, Leonard, for putting the ATM in the store. Thank you so much. Okay. Thanks to Bike Federal.
Alex's dating life has gone up, you know, 400%. It's like Ripple on fire.
You know, I don't see the same thing happening at the 7-Eleven with the Citibank ATMs.
And nothing for me, so, you know.
Tell us a little bit about your market. What's your thoughts about marketing? It's like when you go to a client and you're trying to, what are the questions in your mind for your client to give them the best marketing plan?
Well, I would ask them first what's their budget, what is the product they're trying to promote that week, and what do they see? What do they want from this promotion?
I know that you can't give us the names of clients, but what would be a situation where you had a client and you had an insight or learning experience that made that particular client experience both productive for you and the client? Something that you learned from doing it that you couldn't have learned in school.
I would say all of the experience I have, to be honest with you. My schooling is just digital marketing, so my outside marketing and promotions really gave me the hands-on experience that I needed.
And I have to say that, you know, marketing is the number one thing to get your business. I don't care what you could have the worst product in the world, you market it good, it's going to sell. And, you know, if you're doing the digital marketing, I mean, that is a great way to do it. And actually, you don't need to really market that hard because you got a great product there.
And the product sells themselves.
Now, the products aren't in production yet, or they already are in production? I know the website's still under construction, but are the products produced? Okay. So is there a chance you would bring products to the meetup on December 30th?
We can bring in samples. Yeah, but we're very busy with the. We're going to be very busy with the website.
I'm not asking you to come in. I'm just wondering if it's a possibility.
You're going to bring posters into the meetup. That's
we'll think about it. We'll see. We'll see what we can do.
Let me ask a question. What's the nature of the posters? Are they swimsuit or?
You can check it all on the Facebook. It's just very professional modeling.
Generally speaking,
swimsuits, everything. There's no nude, obviously.
Well, you know. Have you been involved in the? I think Tampa Bay has a brides contest for Bride of the Year or stuff like that.
No, to be honest, I moved from Miami back in January, so I was doing more
down there
work in Miami.
They have a contest. My daughter was the chief model years ago for that particular contest for the entire area, and it's a big splash. You can get that. So, and she modeled in New York, and she did runway up there, and so forth. So I know a little bit about it. I got pictures of her and all of that. All I'm telling you is. You might Miami. You did modeling in Miami.
Well, I've actually lived in quite a bit of places. I was born in Georgia, raised in South Carolina. From then on, I moved to Reno, Nevada. Experienced California. I went to Atlanta.
Where in California?
Venice Beach.
Where?
Venice Beach.
Venice Beach.
Los Angeles.
Where did you start your modeling?
South Carolina. When I was 14, I went to Florida for a fashion show, and from then on started working on
No talent line. Shows or anything like that?
No, it was just a fashion
Straight
show.
Straight modeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what about when you went to Miami?
Well, I was going to get to that point, but I lived in Buckhead, Atlanta, and then New York for a little while.
Well, Buckhead's a big, prominent area for Atlanta. Did you model there?
Not so much. I did gym sales and stuff like that. So, And then New York, and then I relocated to Miami. It's where I started, like, boat shows, yacht shows, swimmer collections, and started getting involved in Orlando. I did Orlando Fashion Week. I'm doing Miami Swim Week next year. Well, I hope to. They have a model call they invited me to. So.
Okay.
And, Wendy, tell us where they can find you again on Facebook. And
It's facebook.com/Wendy Marie Health and Beauty Market.
And Marie is M-A-R-I-E?
Yes.
Okay, Wendy Marie.
Health and Beauty Market. I know it's long. I apologize, guys.
And then the Instagram account.
The Instagram is Wendy Marie H.B. Market.
Well, I know you had a long drive to get down here that Alex... entice you to come down to talk to us. We're going to try and help you with your marketing as the time goes on. I appreciate all this. Anything you want to leave the audience with?
Well, I wanted to give a shout out to Alex, and his page is Soulless Digital. He's very good at what he does, and I'm very excited for this idea that we have.
All right. Well, we'll keep track of that in the weeks to come, and best of luck until we get to the next installment of What's Going On.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Wendy. Wendy Marie.
Thank you, Wendy.
And Alex, speaking of Soulless Digital Assets, and she set you up for the segue right there, do you have a cryptocurrency for us this week?
Oh, definitely, and it works out so perfect. I love Australia. I always dreamed about Australia since I was a kid, and it's funny that Power Ledger is one of my favorite cryptos, and our friend over here is from Australia. It's going to be – everyone says that this is going to be the one that Elon Musk partners with. They've already been in talks with them. And it started off at 5 cents. It's about 68 cents. Started November 1st. You can find it on Bittrex. And this what this crypto is going to do is it's going to be like you could sell your extra solar energy and all that. You can sell it through them. They're going to be like an exchange for solar energy and all that. And this is the future because we're going to be moving away from fossil fuels. We're going to be going straight to solar, clean energy. China's already there. America's behind. This is the one that's basically a sure shot. It's a very smart one to.
If there ever was a sure shot.
Yeah,
there's no sure shot.
There's no guarantees in crypto, but for calculated risk, this is a very good calculated risk because of what they're going to do, and we're going to need them in the future. It's like if we go to clean energy, we're going to need a company like this.
Is it functioning in the field for exchanging solar energy yet?
This is big. I've got to tell you this. Australia. The Australian government already put in an $8 million blockchain fund for this company. So the Australian government's funding it, and the Australian government, and I believe India also, is already had a contract with them to do this already.
Well, I wonder what BHP Bulletin says about that, because they don't get any they don't give any government assistance.
Yeah. Alec, you don't have to come on the mic unless you want to. Are you following Power Ledger?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let's get your thoughts on it then.
Yes, I am. I'm following Power Ledger, and actually we had a conversation with the young Alex outside. And that was the first thing that I think he sort of spoke to me about.
So is that common in Australia that there would be these funds for startups like that?
Look, there was a recent issue in Adelaide. There was a bit of a blackout. Long story short, everyone sort of put their arms up in the air and said, what's the government going to do? There was a tweet by Mike Cannon-Brooks from Atlassian, and he tweeted out, and he tweeted actually to Elon Musk and said to him, look, can you do something about this? So he's basically put the money on the table and said, look, if I build the biggest battery in Adelaide within the next 90 days, I'll do it for free. If I don't, then I'll pay for it. And the government basically sort of backed him. So Elon Musk has done that. So it's sort of a new space that sort of Australia is pushing into. I agree with Alex in regards to Power Ledger. It's probably trading a bit sort of volatile over the last sort of couple of weeks. But that's nothing new within that particular space. Just on your question previously, about your statement about BHP. They've had issues behind the scenes as well. They were recently trading around the $40 mark, and earlier on in the year they were around 20, 22, 23.
So for our audience that doesn't know what BHP is?
so it's an Australian, it's a behemoth, an Australian sort of mega company that focuses on coal and every other way to make money.
Primarily energy or industrial also?
Coal, copper, yeah, the whole, yeah, that's correct. But at the end of the day, look, all these millennials are pushing into something that's going to be SRI or socially responsible investing. And I think that sort of power ledger is sort of hitting that. So I'm not out there advocating it, but all I am simply saying is that that's one of the ones that the government is backing.
All right. Well, thank you. And we didn't get to a lot of the stories today. Of course, perhaps the big story tomorrow will be the initiation of the futures contract on the CME Group's the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And one of the follow-up big stories from the CBOE launching their futures last week is now TD Ameritrade is going to be offering it to a select group of their customers.
That was big news, by the way. I mean, that was huge news.
And so, Andy, as you follow this, and I know you've got a friend of ours that's participated in the meetup. I don't know if you were allowed to say it. We can say his first name on the air, can't we?
Yeah.
Phil, he's been following this pretty closely.
Absolutely.
What were your thoughts about the launch after last Saturday's show about the futures on the CBOE?
Well, it kind of went as we thought it would. There was a huge spread between spot Bitcoin and the January contract, and over this week it has kind of tightened up. But I think those people that sold on Friday afternoon are really kicking themselves in the butt, and that is the risk you have when you're trading futures contracts or options for that matter. There is no 24/7 market. You know, you are waiting till Monday morning at 9:30 for that market to open, and I have been in that situation with options, and I tell you, it is a painful weekend to be going through for those guys.
All right, we have just a quick clip here about the Ameritrade announcement. This is courtesy of CNBC, and perhaps that will lead us into the final discussion on that here.
They ran a big risk of losing a lot of clients, and I know that a couple of my friends were actually switching over to TradeStation, I think was the one that was handling the futures options. And so they were transferring money out of TD Ameritrade, and I think they saw this flood of money going out of there, and they want people to stay in there. And with Coinbase hiring the former TD Ameritrade and making him second in command, I think you're seeing a lot of this. You're going to see this market. I don't think we're anywhere near a bubble. We're at the beginning, maybe at the beginning, but there's the ETFs have not started coming in. You have not seen any options coming in. And once everybody's, those are all in there, you know what? That's when I take my original investment off the table. I had to break in there, Henry.
Yeah, thanks for the backup there. What about your column today and this week? What are you talking about?
Well, of course, recognize that a lot of that is my own opinion. It's all my own opinion. But when I'm looking at the Coinbase adding on to who they're going to offer as for coins and that, I want to be vested in those coins up at the beginning. So I went through and looked at Coinbase's their white sheet for what their requirements were their white paper was for to add a coin to their exchange, and then I'm looking for coins that meet those qualifications. So I think I had a list of 20 or so that I felt had the correct market cap and met the core values that Coinbase wants. And I think that's once the money starts flowing in from the U.S., and no offense to the other countries out there, but this is where the money is. And once it starts flowing in, Americans seem to jump on the bandwagon real fast. So once you start making the ETFs and Coinbase starts doing it, and NASDAQ, watch for them to actually buy CoinDesk out. But NASDAQ starts getting involved, I think, the sky's the limit. But don't be the last one to the exit, folks.
Of course, there's always the 1929 experience, and when the last time we had a major depression, not just a major
2007
recession.
2007 was pretty bad.
Well, but that was the depression when did a tax cut just prior. And when you do tax cuts and corporations are the only beneficiary virtually, then you risk total flight.
Finally coming back here. And I don't know if this is still worth it now, but here's that quick Ameritrade about the futures that we were talking about.
TD Ameritrade is going to allowing Bitcoin futures trading on its platform. Let's take a look here. The company has just released a statement saying, in part, quote, at this point, we believe the market is showing signs of adequate liquidity for the CBOE product. Therefore, on Monday, December 18th, we will launch the CBO futures, CBO Bitcoin futures contract on our platform for a subset of qualified retail clients. Now, TD Ameritrade says they will require a minimum balance of $25,000 to trade the futures and a very high margin requirement, 1.5 times CBO's margin. So that's 66%. That's a lot. So to trade a single Bitcoin contract, say $17,000, you have to put up $11,000. They will only allow trading on the CBO futures platform, not the CME, which, by the way, launches its own Bitcoin futures trading platform this Sunday. They say they want time to monitor the CME futures before allowing their people to trade. Now, this is important because TD Ameritrade is one of the largest futures players in the retail market. Throw in the start of the CME futures on Monday, and what you have here is more liquidity and more retail participation. That's good. This follows on the start of the Bitcoin futures this week at CBO. And, well, that contract is traded with very few problems. The volume is very much on the low side here. Now, the important thing is that's likely because traders are largely outside the United States. That's why this is happening. They're mostly in Asia, these people, so Japan and South Korea in particular, and they don't have futures accounts in the United States. And the big Bitcoin miners outside the United States, they don't have futures contracts either. So wait till more institutional players come in from the United States, Kelly. That's when things might get very interesting, and I anticipate that could happen in the coming weeks, months.
One good point there, Andy, is that, yeah, the people that really do need it are the Bitcoin miners. The futures would really change the nature of what they're doing. And it looks like our computer has decided to wake up. So one of the things that we didn't get to but relates to this, had quite a few clips from Asif Herji, the president, the new president of Coinbase, who was formerly the executive of TD Ameritrade. One of the interesting things that he was saying about the futures, and really the only thing of great substance that came out of that interview, I think, is that he felt that when these close, they're using proprietary information of Coinbase, and he says they've informed them about that, and they're trying to, I guess, drop a hint that they need to be compensated.
Yeah, for that. I saw that.
Yeah. All right, well, reminding you one more time. The meetup, December 30th, moved to 3:30 p.m., but still at Mocha Joe's, 3633 Cortez Road West. You can find the podcast on demand at all the major podcast platforms. Just Google the show, Google Henry Rain Show. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and all. And hopefully we experimented with the Twitter live feed today, Facebook last time. We'll have both of them working next week. Oh, next week, Christmas show. So probably a whole different kind of attitude around here then. And hopefully anybody that's available can come back and join us there, too. And we'll see what other surprises we can come up with that. We'll see you all next week.
What you preach and what you tell me, I'm not cheap.